Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We will go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline and go talk to Steve Hellwagon of 24/7 Sports and BuckNuts.com. How you doing today, Steve?
I'm doing good, Garrett. What's going on?
Man, you know, it's a little bit of a disappointing day. You know, we've been talking about this Chase Young situation, and you know, it's just a little sad because, you know, from a perspective of a former college football player and kind of knowing how much of a special season he's been having, and, you know, a guy being missed with the college, you know, with the Heisman, and all of a sudden not being there against Maryland, it's a little tough.
I agree with you. You know, he's coming off a career game, obviously, against Wisconsin with four sacks, and people came out of that game with the feeling that he could, you know, running for the Heisman. Now it seems like all that's going by the wayside, and very unfortunate. At the same time, the team is ranked number one in the college football playoff rankings this week, and you just wonder what kind of impact it's going to have on the team going forward as well. A lot of unknowns, I guess, today as they get ready to play this game against Maryland.
You know, I think this is going to be a really big a big week coming up. Obviously, we got the LSU and Alabama game coming up today, which is going to have a lot of ramifications. But this is a game, you know, when you look at this game with Maryland, this is a game where you may have a little bit. You played a game against Wisconsin. The team is ranked number one in the country. You're coming off a big high. All of a sudden, you lose your top player. And is this a chance for Ohio State? Is this something that you have to wonder about the psyche of the team? And is this something where Ryan Day has to get his team back focused and be ready to play against a Maryland team who's shown flashes during the season and be able to put some points up?
Yeah, you make a very good point. Maryland's been through a real rough stretch here over the last 4 weeks, has not played particularly well, dropped four games in a row. Today's game would be their seventh loss and would put them out of contention for a play or a bowl bid. So you just wonder what their rationale here today is when they line up here against Ohio State. But the Buckeyes, you're right, could be ripe for a letdown, having just played a top team in Wisconsin, had a week off. They should be rested and ready to go, but at the same time, this is not the same caliber of team that they've been playing against here in recent weeks. So, you know, is there a letdown factor today? We'll see if they can come right out and jump on this team. The first seven games were decided by halftime. The Wisconsin game 10-0 at halftime, and the Buckeyes then had a huge third quarter and put them away. So just interested to see how it goes today.
You know, when you look at this game, and, you know, one of the things is, you know, they started to mention Chase Young, as far as a Heisman Trophy candidate. But one of the two things that kind of go on the back burner a little bit is the fact that you had J.K. Dobbins, who's been playing, you know, having I would say the best year of his career, bar none. You've had great quarterback play. Ohio State offense has been moving up and down the field. Is this a game where the offense could come out and say and make a stamp and make a mark and put this game away early and not leave anything to chance in the first quarter?
Yeah, I think with Chase Young out, you're going to be leaning a little bit more on your offense today to establish the tone of this game. And as you put it, you know, Justin Fields in particular, this is a day and a game where he could really make some inroads. Maryland is 111th nationally in passing yards allowed. A lot of that has to do with the fact that they've got, I believe, two corners and one safety who's been in and out of the lineup all season long. Garrett, it's interesting. I put together the starting lineup for Maryland when they played Howard back in the first game of the year. It was an FCS team. They blew them out. Then last week they got beat at home 38-7 by Michigan. If you compare those two lists, there's nine different names out of the 22 guys on offense and defense who started the opener against who started last week. And one of the guys who actually started both games is the quarterback, Josh Jackson, the Virginia Tech transfer. And he's been in and out of the lineup all year. So not even counting him, they had nine different guys starting last week against Michigan. One of the guys, a wide receiver, one of their best players, played three games and said he wanted to shut it down in a redshirt for this season in hopes of maybe coming back next year and having a bigger year next year. So that'll give you an indication where things are at right now with Maryland. Just so many injuries and guys that you know they were counting on just aren't there, you know, in key positions. And they played Michigan hard. They just had nothing that they could give. They didn't even score a touchdown on offense. Akeem, their running back, Leak, had a kick return, I think, late in the third quarter for their only touchdown last week, 38-7. They lost to the University of Michigan. So it kind of says it all right now. Not getting a whole heck of a lot accomplished on offense, and their defense just riddled by injuries, and this is the result you get, 3-6.
When you look at this game, and it's kind of one of those games where it's a little bit of a tune-up before you got some of the heavy hitters coming down the pipeline. You got Penn State, you got Michigan coming up a little bit here. You know, this game on the offensive side of the football, Ohio State should be able to move the ball. On the defensive side, with Chase Young being out, who do you expect to fill that position as far as the defensive end? Are we going to get a look at some of the younger guys? Or are they going to rotate some guys in? Who do you look to step up on the defensive line as far as taking that position? And who will Ohio State turn to rotate in?
I'd keep an eye on number 11 today, Tyreek Smith, Cleveland Heights. And he's a guy, highly touted recruit last year, got to play a little bit, has been in and out of the lineup this year, had some injuries and whatever. When he's been healthy, he's made a couple nice plays, and today could be his day. This could be his coming out party if he starts today. Also, Zach Harrison, a highly touted recruit from here in the Columbus area, freshman signed this year, and he's made a couple nice plays here and there throughout the course of the year, but you'll get a chance. Tyler Friday, number 54, is another one. And Javonte Jean-Baptiste, that's a lot to tie off there. Javonte Jean-Baptiste is another guy, a younger guy, a redshirt freshman. So they're going with the youth movement there, defensive end, sophomores and freshmen. Jayshon Cornell, number 8, he's a guy that, or number 9, I guess, he's a guy that has really flashed this season at the defensive tackle position, but he's got defensive end in his pedigree as well, so he could slide outside. I'm interested to see on third down how they line up. If it's 3rd and 10 and they can just come after the quarterback, if it's Jackson or his backup, Tyrell Pigrome, remains to be seen. But I think Buckeyes had 5 sacks against Wisconsin, 4 of them, of course, by Chase Young. If they can get that number up around 3 or 4 today, it would really help the cause, no doubt.
You know, when you look at this game and you look at it, obviously, when you look at the LSU and Alabama game moving forward, this is a really huge game going into this week. Ohio State is obviously ranked number 1 right now. I'm anxious to see, what are your thoughts in this Alabama versus LSU game? Who do you think has the advantage in this one? And the winner and the loser of this game, how do you think the fallout really affects the college football playoff rankings here? Because I'm interested to see, do you think the loser still has a really good chance of still making the college football playoff if they don't make the SEC championship game?
That is a great question. I think, first of all, looking at today's game, you've got a red-hot team with LSU and Joe Burrow, who's been lights out this year, met every challenge, played a good schedule, Texas, Auburn, Florida, beating all 3 of them. And now you step up in class and you're playing the best, you know, one of the best in college football with Alabama. And it's at their stadium, Bryant-Denny Stadium. They don't lose there very often, if at all. And the question we don't know is, how effective is Tua Tagovailoa going to be? He had a minor surgery on his ankle. Is he going to be fully healthy and mobile and able to avoid the rush, you know, by LSU? I think that's a question that none of us have the answer to at this point. So we got to get into the game and see how Tua looks. But I give LSU a chance to pull off that upset. I think it's only a one-touchdown spread for Alabama as the favorite there today. I think odds makers probably a little skeptical about Tua, to be honest with you, because otherwise that's almost dead even playing the game at Alabama's turf. So I'm interested to see what happens. Alabama's won 8 straight in that series, dating all the way back to when they played 1-2 in the regular season. And LSU, I think they won it 9-6 in overtime way back in 2011 or 12. And then Alabama won the rematch in the championship game and then has never lost to LSU since then, even went to LSU last year and won that game. Now, as far as the loser, I could tell you really quick, I think LSU still has enough on its resume to survive this. If they could win out, they might still be in the top 4. Alabama, to me, it's a little questionable because they have not played a ranked team. First ranked team they're going to play is today. Texas A&M was ranked when they played, but they're unranked now. Auburn is certainly a game that looms for them at the end of the season as well, and that would be at Auburn. You know, I guess variables. Oklahoma, do they get to the end of this thing with one loss? Does a one-loss Pac-12 champion, Oregon or Utah, factor into the playoff talk as well? You know, in their bylaws, they're supposed to give credence to teams that win the conference championship. It hasn't always worked. Ohio State was a one-loss Big Ten champion the last 2 years and didn't get in. So I guess we'll have to wait and see if the loser of today's game still has a case. I think LSU would have a much better case, though, than Alabama, particularly with this being a road loss for them, if that's how it comes down today.
All right, man. I really appreciate it, man. Steve, I'm guessing you're going on record with a win against against Maryland, right?
Yeah, the odds makers have it 43. I don't know that I see it that big. That's a I don't gamble on sports. I used to when I was younger. I don't anymore. I hate to see those big numbers because that's just a guessing game. You never know what's going to happen. They could get ahead in this game 45-0, put the backups in, and Maryland gets a couple cheap scores at the end, and now it's no longer 43. So I hate to see that. I'm going to say 52-13 Ohio State, and they take another step forward, no doubt.
All right, man. We'll talk to you next week. We'll recap this, and hopefully we'll be hoping for the best with Chase Young.
All right. Take care.
All right. Appreciate it. That is Steve Hellwagon of 24/7 Sports and Bucknuts.com. He is on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.